You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
It's a special edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Talked a little bit about this during the intro to the show. More college football talk for you. We talked a lot about the Utah Utes on the show yesterday, but who better to talk about the Utah Utes football program than with the head coach, and that's Kyle Whittingham, who is once again taking out the time to join us over the telephone today. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time again.
Well, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Definitely, Coach. We'll talk about the rather disappointing end of the season, Coach. I mean, it was 3 weeks ago we were talking about a potential Rose Bowl berth, and then unfortunately back-to-back losses. How disappointing is it for a head coach to be in the mix? I mean, we're talking about a Pac-12 South title and then to have things kind of go south over the last 2 weeks.
It is tough, but it's better than not being in the mix. I can tell you that for certain. And so, you know, the positive is for 3 years now we've been knocking at the door and in the hunt into November, but the negative is we haven't been able to break through and get there. And so, you know, it's back to the drawing board this off season. We got to go back out and recruit and tweak things and make adjustments schematically and just keep trying to do everything we possibly can to get over that hump.
You know, for me, Coach, as a member, a media member, as someone that follows this team in and out, I think the worst part for me to watch over the last 2 weeks was the senior group. I mean, I really felt like these guys deserved the right to go to the Pac-12 championship. I look at what they've accomplished over the 3-4 years that they've been, you know, had intricate roles within your team. They may be responsible. This may be the senior group that we look back on and say, okay, that was the group that was responsible for turning Utah from a middle-of-the-road Pac-12 team to a legit contender year in and year out.
Well, you're exactly right, and I've told them just that. You know, I talked to the seniors and thanked them for everything they've done for the program, and they have won a bunch of games, you know, over their careers here. And most of them, when they started here, were a part of that 5-7 team that those two 5-7 years that we had to endure, and then we had a breakthrough of sorts, and since that point, we've been able to, like I said, be in the hunt for the championship, and it is very much because of the efforts of that group of guys that we're in the position we're in.
You talk about being in the hunt, Coach. I don't think you can get much closer. You guys lost 4 games by a total of 19 points.
Yeah, I know, and that's another thing that makes it difficult is so close, but nobody cares about being close. You know, you got to get over that hurdle, and you got to be able to get the job finished in its entirety. And so that's our challenge going forward.
You know, it's somewhat unique, Coach. It seems like throughout the entire season, the Pac-12 was a little bit disrespected. I mean, even going back to the first playoff rankings when Washington was on the outside looking in and Texas A&M was in, now all of a sudden you have probably the hottest team of the country next to Alabama and USC, who you guys beat, and then you have Washington that has creeped back into the top four after suffering a loss. The Pac-12 looks pretty good, I think, right about now.
I think they do as well, if in fact Washington is able to take care of business in the championship game, then to me there's no doubt that they should be in the playoffs, and I'm sure they will make it. It'll be a tragedy if they don't. But the Pac-12 and with USC, the surging right now that they're doing. I mean, they have really had a strong last half of the season that has put them in the national light again, and I think overall as a conference, we had a pretty darn good year.
You talked about Washington. If they can take care of business in the Pac-12 championship, of course they go up against Colorado. Coach, do you believe that if Colorado was to win that game, can they compete in the Final Four? Do you think that's a team that could actually give some teams some headaches?
Well, they certainly could give teams headaches. I don't know if they'll get that opportunity because they're a two-loss team.
Right.
Is going to be hard-pressed to be able to get in the playoffs. And I've been a proponent for ever since the playoffs were talked about, that it should be 8 teams and all the conference champions should be invited. And I don't know how you can have 5 Power 5 conferences and not have that amount of slots available for the playoffs. I mean, it's just too bad you can't truly play your way into it, because you can't really play your way into it necessarily, because somebody, some champion's going to be left out.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Ute football program. Coach, with that being said, it looks as if it would benefit you guys the most if Washington was to get the victory. It seems that the best possibilities for a bowl right now would be the Foster Farms, the Sun Bowl, or the Vegas Bowl. Do you wait anxiously for this? I mean, how does a coach approach this, not knowing what bowl you're going to yet?
Yeah, I don't lose any sleep over it. I don't lobby. I don't get out and try to get in the media and, you know, make a case for us. I just, you know, we have a body of work that we have during the course of the regular season, and if Washington does win, like you said, that does elevate them to the playoffs, then everyone bumps up a slot in the bowl picture in the conference, because obviously Washington is going a different direction. And so, but we'll just have to see. You know, like I said, just tell us when to be there and where to be and who we're playing, and that's all we need to know.
I think fans maybe sometimes neglect the fact that, in my mind, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, the most important aspect of going to a bowl game is, hey, you get 4 more weeks with those underclassmen, right?
Exactly. The extra practice time, and particularly with the younger players, you know, we don't particularly keep the veterans out there for a long periods of time, but we make sure we get a chance to work with the younger guys and start working on their fundamentals and techniques, because during the course of the year they don't get much of that. They've been working on the scout teams and giving us the, you know, look of the opponent, but they have not spent much time with their position coaches working the fundamentals and techniques, and so that's a great time to catch up on that and get them up to speed.
Would it be disheartening for the seniors if they were to go back to the Las Vegas Bowl?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to ask them. We really haven't talked about that, because there's so many different possibilities, and you know, there's positives. The Las Vegas Bowl is very close. Our fans can get there very easily. You know, so there's been positives to that. I think, you know, if you took a poll, they'd probably like to have just a new experience, just for the sake of having a new experience. But you know, I don't want to speak for them, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Coach, I want to go back to the struggles in 2016, and maybe it's a simplistic approach. You know, I cover a lot of high school football, and I can tell the teams that are middle of the road why they are middle of the road. You guys really struggled in the red zone this year. I mean, is that kind of a direct correlation to the 4 losses in your mind?
Absolutely. If we had not struggled in the red zone, we'd probably be 11-1. I mean, that's the bottom line, because we left too many points on the field, let too many scoring opportunities get away from us. And you already mentioned, you know, the 4 games we lost were by a total of 19 points. And if we were just average in the red zone, I believe we would have won at least 3 of those 4 ball games.
What's the most difficult aspect from a coach's standpoint once that field closes a little bit and you get inside the 20?
Well, the defense compresses and the field compresses. You know, everything is you know, it's not as much space to work with. And so you've got to be more precise, and the windows are tighter to fit the ball in the throw game, and they load the box, you know, since you don't have to defend much turf. You know, they take the safeties out of the deep halves or the deep middle and bring them up in the box in the line of scrimmage, so running the football becomes more difficult as well. And so we as coaches just got to do a better job of putting our guys in position to be able to make plays down there and to get in the end zone, and that's going to be the focal point of the offseason.
Joe Williams was fantastic over the second half of the season, obviously, but I believe the statistic, the percentage, was like you guys scored 75% of the time inside the red zone this year. I think last year it was 91%. Is that a correlation from having a guy like Devontae Booker? I mean, does it work hand in hand?
Well, Devontae was certainly a great player for us, but really we're more concerned with touchdown percentage. A field goal in the red zone is a loss in our estimation. That, you know, if you get down inside the 20 and have to settle for a field goal, I know defensively, as a defensive coordinator, if we could hold people to field goals in the red zone, that you'd do that all day long. And so we're most interested in our touchdown percentage in the red zone, and that wasn't good either. We were below 50%. We need to be 70%. We feel if you're a very efficient, effective red zone football team, on offense, you will be able to score touchdowns 70% of the time you get in the red zone. And defensively, if you can give up 50%, then you're playing really good red zone defense. And those were our targets and our goals. And we fell short of that this year on both ends, offensively and defensively. We did not meet those goals.
I apologize, Coach. It seems like over the last 8 minutes, and I know our time is short, we've talked about nothing but negatives, and there was plenty of positives this season for the team, including Troy Williams. I mean, the touchdown-to-interception ratio improved marginally this year for you guys. I'm sure that's something to note as well offensively, right?
It was, and Troy got better as the season went on. He didn't play his best ball game on Saturday night, but as the season went on, and he got more comfortable in the offense. His production got better, and typically with a junior college player, the first year is not nearly as productive as the second year in the program. The first year, they're getting acclimated to the new league and the new level of play, and you see it with just about every JC player. And in that second year, they seem to flourish, and we're hoping that's exactly what happens with Troy.
Coach, we'll end with this. What's the biggest positive in your mind about the 2016 season?
I would say that we were in the hunt well into November again, and you know, that speaks highly of our team, and we were able to win 8 ball games. If we're able to get the bowl win, that would be a 9th win, and I think we're either tied for first or second in the Pac-12 over the course of the last 3 years for the best record. And so, again, a credit to our seniors for what they've accomplished, and we've won a lot of games. We just, as I mentioned earlier, we just have got to find a way to break through and get to that championship game.
Coach Kyle Whittingham, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you again, Coach, for taking out the time. Best of luck in the bowl game, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Okay, Jordan, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Always fun to get Coach Witt on the show. Remember, you can continue to follow the Utah Utes into the postseason. We will bring you the live broadcast of the postseason play for the Utes, be it the Foster Farms Bowl or the Sun Bowl or the Vegas Bowl, right here on KOAL. Bill Riley, Frank Dolce, they'll bring you the play-by-play call. We've got to pause for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. We'll move over to talk some NFL football when we return.